that was Don Baker playing a solo featuring all the techniques and bends that you learn as you progress through the book. A lot of people at the early stages may find themselves running out of breath. This is due to lack of experience. Remember, while playing the harmonica, you should also breathe in and out gently through your nose. For example, by playing the note of C, which is a blow note on the fourth hole of the harmonica, the air is exhaled through your nostrils. Now, if we draw in on the same hole, we get the note of D, and this time inhale through your nostrils. We're now going to play the C scale, which starts on the fourth hole of the harmonica. As this scale contains no note bending, you should have no problems with it. However, remember to play each note clearly and distinctly. Exercise 1. We'll now have some fun with the C scale and do some C scale exercises. These will help you become familiar with the notes on the harp. This is a triplet exercise, and you should have no trouble with it as the notes are beside each other. Exercise 2. Exercise 3 features two draw notes and two blow notes in succession. This time we play an ascending exercise with the C note as the pivot note. Not only are these exercises great for learning to jump holes, but they will also help you with your breathing as the breath direction keeps changing. This is exercise 4. In exercise 5, we'll use the G on the second hole as our pivot note in this descending exercise. Now we come to straight playing. This type of playing is called straight playing because there is no note bending involved, just the natural key of the harmonica. The next four tunes are played straight in the key of C. We've included these simple tunes just to let you become familiar with the notes on the harmonica. You should have no problem with them. However, remember to play each note clearly. Exercise 6 is Michael Row the Boat Ashore. Exercise 7, When the Saints Go Marching In. Exercise 8, O Susanna. Exercise 9, Frankie and Johnny. We now come to cross playing. From here on, every tune in this book will be played in cross keys. There are many different effects used in blues harmonica playing, most of which occur on draw notes. So for the best results, it's better to play the harmonica crossed. Cross-playing simply means playing in the key of G on a C harmonica. Playing in this key allows for more draw notes to be used, and in turn allows for more effects to be created, such as note bending, which is what this book is all about. When playing crossed on a C harmonica, it's also possible to play in the key of D minor or B flat. But G is the one most commonly used when playing on the C harmonica. So to simplify this, when you play crossed, the majority of notes used are draw notes. We now try some riffs in the cross key position. These are designed to get you playing in the cross key style. You should find them quite easy to manage, as they don't feature note bending. Exercise 10 is a bouncy boogie riff in the key of G. Exercise 11. Here is exercise 12. And finally, exercise 13. We now come to note bending. Note bending, as we've already said, is the main feature of this book. Simply put, if you want to play the blues, you gotta bend the notes. You may find note bending difficult at first, and a lot of people do. It's very important that you learn each exercise and solo thoroughly before moving on to the next one. Although the solos in this book are played between holes 1 and 6, there are a lot of solos that only use 3 holes of the harmonica, and, would you believe, we've included a solo which is played on only 1 hole. But as I've said, if you don't learn each exercise carefully, you won't be able to play that solo when you come to it. Note bending requires the use of the tongue, in much the same way as whistling. While drawing in on your breath, try whistling a scale a few times and try to become aware of the movement of your tongue. It's the same movement applied to the harmonica which causes the note to bend. It can require a lot of practice, so try the following exercises. Let's begin with the first bend, A to A flat. This is played on the 6th hole of the harmonica. It's a draw note. Exercise 14. Here is exercise 15. Exercise 16. Let's try some blues riffs. These riffs, which feature the A to A flat bend, are designed to help you with your note bending. In exercise 17, this riff is played on only 2 holes, holes 6 and 7, and you should find it quite easy to play. Exercise 18 is a very soulful riff. For this riff, we play an ascending run before the bend. Exercise 19. Exercise 20 is a lively little riff. I hope you've learned all the preceding exercises before you play this one. Sad Man Blues is the little solo that features the A to A flat bend. Take it away, Don, with exercise 21.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Here's another number which also features the A to A flat bend. It's called Little Blues and is also played on holes 4, 5, and 6. You may not play as fast as Don on this one, but with a little practice, you should be able to. Just remember to play clearly and distinctly. Exercise 22.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Here's another half-tone bend for you to learn. It's F to E, and it's played on the fifth hold of the harmonica. Exercise 23. Here is exercise 24. And exercise 25. Here are some more blues riffs for you to play. They feature the F to E bend. Exercise 26. Exercise 27 is a lively riff played on only one hole. In exercise 28, this ascending riff contains both the F to E and A to A flat bends. This descending riff should be played with a soulful feel. It also features the two bends we've dealt with so far, F to E and A to A flat. Exercise 29. Tone control is one of the methods of playing which personalizes the harmonica. Most harmonica players play with different depths of tone. Some people develop their tone almost immediately, others take time in developing a tone they're satisfied with. Technically, tone control is achieved by applying pressure on the suction of air through the hole, thereby causing a variation in the sound produced from the reed. It is this difference in the pressure of air which varies the tone from person to person. From here on, Don is going to play the rest of the tunes using tone control. But don't be worried about your tone at the moment, as it's a natural development that comes with practice. Here's a blues number played slow and deliberate to enable you to play the F to E bend. It's called Rainy Days, Exercise 30. Now we have an up-tempo number, again using the F to E bend. We don't expect you to play at the same tempo as Don at first, so remember, it's important to play accurately. Play slowly, and then gradually increase the speed. Here is Money in My Pocket, exercise 31.
1, 2, 3, 4.
The last two solos have featured only one bend, so make sure you can play them well before attempting this one, as it contains both the F to E and A to A flat bends. Don't be worried if you make a few mistakes initially, as it's much more difficult to play two bends within a solo. This tune is called It Don't Come Easy. Exercise 32, take it away, Don.
3, 4.
Here's another bend for you to learn, D to D-flat. It's a draw note, and it's played on the fourth hold of the harmonica. Exercise 33. Exercise 34. Here is exercise 35. We now have a few blues riffs for you to try. This riff has a bouncy feel to it, and although it features two half-tone bends, F to E and D to D-flat, you should find it quite easy to play. Exercise 36. Exercise 37 is a great riff for practicing your half-tone bends. You may find this riff quite difficult to play. It's short, fast, and lively. Exercise 38. Exercise 39 has a very bluesy feel to it. Here's a slow solo which features the half-tone bend D to D-flat. Listen to Don's use of tone control in this one. This is titled No Way Out, Exercise 40.
1, 2, 3, 4.
This is another melody that uses the D to D-flat bend. You'll notice it's similar to the last one, and as we said, take your time on it. This is called Kansas City Blues, Exercise 41.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Here's another slow solo for you to learn. It features the D to D flat and A to A flat bends. It's played on holes 4, 5, and 6. The D to D flat bend is played on hole 4, and the A to A flat bend is played on hole 6. Now, it's very important at this stage to be able to play these two bends easily within the solo, as the next solo features three bends. Here is Empty Streets, Exercise 42.
1, 2, 3, 4.
We now come to a solo that features the three bends which you have learned, A to A flat on the sixth hole, F to E on the fifth hole, and D to D flat on the fourth hole. This is a real jazzy number down in New Orleans. Exercise 43.
1, 2, 3.
Wah-wah effect is produced by opening and closing your hands. Your hands should form a chamber around the harmonica, a chamber which is almost airtight. When the hands are opened and closed, it releases the sound to create the wah-wah effect. Listen to this example, Exercise 44. From here on, the majority of numbers in this book will feature the wah-wah effect. Now, I hope you're able to play all these half-tone bends very well, but not just on their own. You have to be able to play them easily within the solos that you learned. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to go any further with the book, because not only will the solos contain the half-tone bends, but they will also have whole-tone bends. So, if you have any problems, I'd advise you to go back over the previous lessons. These next great-sounding riffs make full use of the wah-wah technique. In exercise 45, we also perform the wah-wah on blow notes.
La, 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 la.
Here the wah-wah is played on each note, so you have to open and close your hand quickly on each note. Listen to this exercise 46.
La, la, la.
You'll find this riff easy enough to play. Exercise 47.
La, 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 la.
Exercise 48 has a staccato feel to it.
La, 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 la.
Okay, we are now ready to do our first full tone bend. It's B to A and is played on the third hole of the harmonica. First, draw your breath in on the third hole and play the note B. Then, using the note-bending technique, bend the note down half a tone to B-flat. Now try it again, only this time, continue bending down until you reach the A note. You might find this full-tone bend a little harder to do, as you have to bring your tongue further back into your mouth. Okay, now that you've got what we want to do, try what you may think is impossible. That is, going straight down from B to A. Don't worry if you can't do this full tone bend at first, because like the half tone bends, they do need some practice. Right, we now have some exercises for you, beginning with exercise 49. Here is exercise 50. Exercise 51. Here are some riffs for you to try, featuring the B to A full tone bend. You should have no trouble with this riff. Exercise 52. For the next riff, we have also included a D to D-flat half-tone bend, exercise 53. We're now going to play a riff on one hole. Listen to this, exercise 54. This time we have a descending riff which features three bends, B to A, and two half-tone bends, D to D-flat, and F to E. Exercise 55. Now, here's a very interesting number called the one-hole harp solo, because it's played on only one hole of the harmonica, the third hole. The object is to let you hear the difference between the half-tone bend and the full-tone bend, and for you to be able to play both easily within the solo. Exercise 56. Okay, Don.
One, two, three.
This is a very soulful number called Southside Blues and is played on four holes of the harmonica, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Exercise 57.
1, 2, 3.
Here's another full tone bend for you to learn, G to F. It's played on the second hole. Exercise 58. Here's exercise 59. You can now put the two full-tone bends we've just dealt with into effect in these next five riffs. You may find it a little tricky at first, but remember, practice makes perfect. Exercise 60. Here's exercise 61. Exercise 62. Exercise 63. And finally, exercise 64. This is the Chicago-type blues, which features the wah-wah effect, and is played on holes 1, 2, 3, and 4. Here is Wabash Blues, exercise 65.
1, 2, 3.
Next number is a lively little blues tune and is played on only two holes of the harmonica, the first and second hole. Exercise 66 is called Chicago Blues Stomp. 'll now play some blues riffs using tone control. As you probably know by now, you can make your harp weep, wail, or sound sad or angry by using tone control. One way you can do this is to put a very slight bend on the reed, causing the note to waver. Another way is to say the word eh, 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 repeatedly on an inward breath, feeling the sound at the back of your throat. This would have a more aggressive feel. As with speech, each individual has a unique sound, and it's important to develop your own tone control on the harmonica. Exercise 67 has a very sad and tense feel to it. Listen to Don's marvelous use of tone control. Exercise 68 is also a sad-sounding riff. Exercise 69 has a very aggressive feel.
La, 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 la.
The wah-wah is put into full use here in exercise 70 to create a very wailing sound.
Wah, 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 wah.
Exercise 71 is a great sounding riff, although the notes are barely audible. Exercise 72 has a lovely wah-wah feel to it.
La, 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 la.
Exercise 73 is very slow and bluesy.
La.
Exercise 74 has a tense and haunting sound.
Thank you.
Although Exercise 75 is played quite quickly, it still has a haunting feel to it. This is a slow, bluesy solo, which features two full-tone bends and two half-tone bends. We're also introducing another half-tone bend, which is played on the first hold of the harmonica. It's D to D-flat, which is an octave lower than the previous D to D-flat we played on the fourth hold of the harmonica. This solo is played on the first five holds. It's called Detroit Bound. Again, listen to the way Don uses tone control. We're now going to take a look at triplet tonguing. As the name suggests, triplet tonguing means playing a note three times in quick succession. The effect is achieved by breaking a single note into three short notes while drawing in your breath. This is done by using your tongue at the back of your teeth to cut off the intake of air. An easy way to experiment with this method is to say diddly diddly while drawing in your breath, like this. Now practice triplet tonguing with Exercise 77. Here is Exercise 78. If you want to learn a lot of techniques, then I strongly recommend that you buy the Complete Harmonica Techniques video by Don Baker. And this is just one of the many great techniques on the video. Here are some triplet riffs for you to try. Exercise 79. Exercise 80. Here's Exercise 81. And Exercise 82. There are two effects used in this tune, the wah-wah and triplet tonguing. However, you'll be glad to know there are no bends used, so you should find it simple enough to play, as it's only played on holes 3 and 4. Remember to play it slowly and accurately, then gradually build up the speed. Here's Blues for Elmer, Exercise 83. Take it away, Don.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
This is a very soulful number, played on the first four holes. Now listen to Don's use of tone control and try to get some feeling in your own playing. This is Hear Me Calling, Exercise 84. This is a lively number called Good Time Blues, and it features triplet tonguing, wah-wah, and tone control. Exercise 85.
Oh,
This is a very laid-back number, which has a lot of emphasis on tone control. Don't worry about your tone control at the moment, or playing like Don. He has many years of experience. This is Early Morning Blues, played on holes 2, 3, 4, and 5. Exercise 86. Come to a solo that uses fast riffs that involve quick in and out breathing on different notes. The tune is played on holes 1 to 5 and is called Pink Blues. Exercise 87. Take it away, Don. Here's another tune played on holes 1 to 5. Again, notice Don's marvelous use of tone control. This is Bessie's Blues, exercise 88. Let's take the pace back up again. This is Rockin' Blues. It also features triplet tonguing and uses all the holes from 1 to 6, which we have learned. Exercise 89. If you want to learn a lot of different harmonica techniques to make you a better harp player, then I strongly recommend that you buy The Complete Harmonica Techniques by Don Baker. It's a fantastic video. He shows you techniques which you may have often heard on recordings and wondered, how do they do that? Like a train effect. Dogs barking. And lots more. Well, here's a great one for you to try. It was very popular and still is with harmonica players. It's the train effect and involves the use of rapid breathing. When playing it, hold the harmonica loosely between your lips so you can go quickly from one note to another. In the piece Don is going to play, he has included some riffs which you might find difficult, so just get the basic pattern off first. Okay, Don, run that train. Exercise 90. Exercise 91 is a slow blues number, which again uses holes 1 to 6 of the harmonica. It's called I Can't Keep From Crying. Come to the end of the book, and we do hope that you've learnt a little more about the art of blues harmonica playing. We're going to finish off with the introduction solo, which contains all the techniques we've learned, and it's called Blues for Joe. We wish you all the best with your harmonica playing. Take it away, Don.